The Nightingale and the Rose.
Red roses. I must find some red roses, the student said. She said that she will dance with me tomorrow night. If I give her red roses, she will dance with me. But I cannot find one red rose. There is not one in my garden. The student's eyes filled with tears. Not even one red rose in my garden. At the dance, I will be so lonely. My heart will break. No one heard the student except the nightingale. She was sitting in the tree above the student. The nightingale looked down at him. She thought,
Here is a real lover. Every night I sing of this kind of love. It is real love. But this lover seems so sad.
The nightingale thought about the student. She thought about the mystery of love. Then she understood the student's sadness. Suddenly, the nightingale flew into the air. She flew through the garden. Then she flew to the top of a rose tree.
Give me a red rose, she said to the rose tree. Then I will sing a sweet song.
The rose tree shook its head.
My roses are white, it said. Go to my brother. He is on the other side of the garden. Maybe he can give you a red rose.
The nightingale flew to another tree.
Give me a red rose, she said. Then I will sing you a sweet song.
But this rose tree shook its head too.
I don't have any red roses. All of mine are yellow. Go to see my brother. He sits under the student's window. Maybe he can help you.
So the bird flew again. She went to the rose tree under the window.
Give me a red rose, she said. Then I will sing my sweetest song.
But the tree shook its head.
When I have roses, they are red. But the cold winter has killed my flowers. I have no roses to give you.
I only want one rose, cried the nightingale. How can I get one?
There is a way, said the rose tree, but you must do a terrible thing.
Tell me how to do it. I am not afraid, said the nightingale.
You must sing to me all night, the tree said. And you must keep your breast pressed against my thorns. Your heart's blood must flow into me. Your blood will give life to my roses. Your red blood will color my flowers.
Death is a high price for a rose, the nightingale said. But love is better than life.
So the nightingale sang her last sweet song. She sang it to the rose tree, and she pressed her breast against the thorns. The thorns stuck in her breast. Her blood flowed into the rose tree. Finally, all her blood was gone. Then her song was silent. But the rose tree had a red rose on it. The next day, the student found the red rose. He was very happy. At last, he had found a red rose.
he would now have love. The student picked the rose from the tree. Then he ran to find the girl. He gave the rose to the girl. The student said,
"Here is a red rose. Now you must dance with me tonight. This rose tells you how much I love you."
The girl looked at the rose, but she did not smile. She said,
"It won't look good with my dress. Besides, another young man gave me some jewels. Everyone knows that jewels cost more than roses."
The student was angry. He threw the red rose to the ground.
"What a silly thing love is," he said. "Love only makes people wish for things. They wish for things they cannot have. Study is much better than love, I think."
So the student turned and walked away sadly. He went back to his room. There, his books were waiting for him.